Okay, Chevra, this will be Bli Neder, the last shiur on Inyanim of Chatzitza. Obviously, we can't cover every single detail within Chatzitza, but we're trying to just cover the basic klalim and the she'elos hashchichos. So therefore, hopefully, we will fulfill our mission over the last shiur to cover whatever it means. The din in Se'if Chaf Dalet is that a woman has to clean her teeth. Shelo yehe bahem davar chotzeitz. Shem tavlo v'nimtza shum davar davo bahem lo osa la tevila. Now, the basic halacha over here, this emerges from a Gemara in Kedushin on Chafhei, the Amsa de Rebbe, once upon a time, was tovelas, and she found an etzem bein shineha. She found a bone between her teeth. V'hitzricha Rebbe tevila acheres. Now, what that means is that a bone that is lodged between the teeth is a chatzitza. There is a well-known shita in Mishainim of the Maharam of Rutenberg that this din is only true about an etzem ben shineha, but basar ben shineha would not be true, that the halacha is only on a bone and not on meat. It is clear that the Mechaber does not hold of this. The Mechaber basically is saying that you should not have any davar that is chotzeitz bein shineha, nothing that is a chatzitza, and l'cha'ira, that means bein basar bein etzem. And in fact, the Mechaber then continues, he says that the minug is yesh no hagos, and when the Mechaber says yesh, l'cha'ira, what the Mechaber means is that he's not, there's no dissenting opinion. It's just, it's only found in one source. And therefore, some have the minhag that women don't eat meat the day when they go to the mikveh, because the meat will remain bein hashinayim more than any other food. And even if she checks her teeth, there is some concern that the meat will remain. So therefore, you should not eat meat the day when you go to the mikveh. The Taz already notes that this is a minhag l'chatchila. If a woman ate meat the day before she went to the mikveh, not such a problem. She can still be toveles. And the Taz also notes that on Shabbos and Yontif, the minig is that women eat meat, but they are very careful to clean the meat out after. There's a discussion in many of the Sfarim that there's a tshuva of the Devar Moshe. The Devar Moshe says that maybe the only heter to eat meat is because there's a mitzvah to eat meat. And im kainim ha-devarim, so Shabbos, there's no mitzvah to eat meat on Shabbos. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat meat. Even on Yontif, men have a mitzvah to eat meat out. Simchas Yontif, women's mitzvah for Simchas Yontif is quite expensive for husbands sometimes, but you're supposed to buy her a new dress, a new piece of jewelry, something that she'll enjoy. Not so pashut that women fulfill the mitzvah at all with meat. You see from the Taz, Nitazoi, you see from the Taz, L'cha'ira, that even if there is no chiyuv for Noshim on Simchas Yontiv, but Al Kol Panim, there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah with achilas basar. And on Shabbos, there might not be a din in the sense of a chiyuv to eat basar out Simchas Shabbos. We know that the mitzvah on Shabbos is oinig, not simcha, but nonetheless, the inyan of Simchas Shabbos is certainly some sort of kiyum, right? There is a drasha on the pasuk, "Ubi yom simchasu mawadechem ubrashi chotcheichem, ubi yom simchasvem elu Shabbatot." Shabbatot, for those of you who don't speak Sfaradit, is Shabbosais, right? Shabbos, right? So on Shabbos is some sort of kiyum hamitzvah of simcha al kopanim. There's a discussion in the poskim: is a woman who's going to the mikvah allowed to eat meat on Chol HaMoed? So again, we assume that certainly on Chol HaMoed there's a kiyum hamitzvah v'chilos basar. What about Purim? L'cha'ira, also, there's a kiyum hamitzvah on Purim. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan notes
that the heter to eat meat for a woman at Su'udas Purim is only b'yayim. Because the Gemara tells me that Su'udas Purim sha'asa'a b'layla lo yasi yedei chovaso. And therefore, says Reb Feivel, right? It's interesting. He like thinks about all the details, no? Reb Feivel tainas that you're only allowed to eat the meat at Su'udas Purim during daylight. But once it's dark, so then you can't eat the meat. Nira lafiya niyistaiti shu'ulai yesh makom lachlok al dvarev hakadoshim. Hare noda basha'arim shitas chuvas eretz tzvi mikozhaglov. Right? The Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhaglover, the fifth floor of the library is named after him. The Kozhaglover asks Akasha. The Kozhaglover, by the way, was the second Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. The Erste Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin was the Pietrikover Eloi, known as Reb Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi. The Tzveite Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin, who was killed by the Nazim, Yimach Shemom V'Zichram, is the Goyin Mikozhaglov, the Kozhaglover, Ra'ah Yitzvi Frumer. And the Bayer say Frimer in his tshuvas, remember, Chachmel Lublin is a Chassidish yeshiva, he felt that his job in tshuvas is defend all the Chassidish practices. So he asks Akasha, how come by Chassidim they make the Su'udas Purim late in the day on Purim, and they continue their Su'udah until Nacht, what's the heter? So he gives the famous, he's the source of this famous idea that, you know, they ask Akasha, Bilam HaRosha, the Gemara Reish HaVayda Zara tells me that Bilam knew the moment when the Rebbeinu Shalom gets angry. But how does that help? How much of a curse can you do in the moment? So the Kozhik Glover says, no, Kayazdua, Bill just started the curse. And Alpi Halocha, whenever you start, you're allowed to finish afterwards. And Akol Nimshach Archar HaHaskola. So therefore, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, Su'udas Purim, the Chasidim Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though they only start it, they begin the Su'udah, right? The Kozhik Glover defends every Chasidish practice. If you want to know what's the Heter per Chasidim davening after Zman Kri, all of these things, no? It's all in the tshuvas of the Kozhik Glover. Yimash defends every Chassidish minig. So it would seem that according to the Kozhik Glover's Yisoid, that the Hemshach of Su'udas Purim is also considered a Kiyom HaMitzvah of Su'udas Purim. So Reb Feivel Cohen says that after dark, the woman cannot eat meat. L'cha'ora, there is room to disagree with that Yisoid, no? Okay, fine. So women eat meat whenever there's some kiyum hamitzvah involved. They eat meat even on the day of tevila. L'cha'ayra, the pshat over here is azoy. You know, kvar noda basho'orim divrei hanitziv. Our Rosh Hashiva, we are hemshech of Valojin Abosai. And the nitziv, who is our Rosh Hashiva in Valojin, but had I been in Valojin, by the way, it's clear, I would not have gone to Reb Chaim's shir. I would have gone to the nitziv. The Nitziv was much more of a geshmaki yid, no? The Nitziv was interested in what Dr. Chaim Salvechik calls underprivileged texts. He taught shi'ultos, he taught chumash. The Nitziv had tremendous bekiyas. Reb Chaim just like says Yisoidus in Gemara. I'm sure the Nitziv was a much more fun person, no? It's klor. Klor. I would have gone to the Nitziv shir in Valojin, had I been there. Of course, they probably wouldn't have let me into Valojin, but that's a different story. Oh, look, truth is, no, even Apikarsim got into Valojin, right? So Mistoma, they would have let me in. Okay, fine. I probably shouldn't say that on tape. That doesn't sound good. Right, I mean, I might be kicked out of YU now because, you know, I'm more into the Nitziv than the Chayim, but I think, so the Nitziv and the Merome Soda on Brachas Daf Vav. Now, the Tziv develops a Yisoid. Now, the Gemara Brachas tells me that if a person usually davens Tefillah B'Tzibur and he misses Minyan, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires, why is this fellow missing Minyan? I find this Gemara very frightening. Why is he missing Minyan? If it's for Advar HaRishos, oh boy. Oh, right, you can imagine Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, oh boy, right? But if it's Advar Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you missed Minyan, good cause, mitzvah, great. So the Nitziv is masbir that the Pshat Nakamari is azoy. Zot the Nitziv, that davening, I think we spoke about this Nitziv at the beginning of the year when we learned about Orthodox infertility. Nitziv says that davening with a Minyan is not really a mitzvah. Davening with a Minyan is just an opportunity. It's a minhag toiv to have your tefillahs answered. Consequently, a minhag tov, when it conflicts with a mitzvah,
we dispense with the minhag and we do the mitzvah, right? We spoke about this by Orthodox infertility when we learned the Galia Masechta Tshuva. L'chayre, that's exactly the pshat over here as well, no? There's a minhag toiv, not to eat meat the day when you go to the mikvah. The Lashon Harash in the Kitzer Hilchos Nida at the end is minhag yafel anoshim, something like that. It's only a minhag. If it's only a minhag, so the minhag of not eating meat the day I go to the mikvah, if that conflicts with a mitzvah, even with a kiyum ha-mitzvah of Simchis Yontif, no? So then, l'cha'ira, the din should be that we dispense with the minhag and we keep the mitzvah. Now, what about eating other stuff the day we go to the mikvah? You're not supposed to eat meat. What about eating other stuff? So, yesha medaikim midivrei Rabbeinu Hagra, shaha halacha ne'emeres rak le'inyin achilas basar. Hare kevar noda mi yoyredeya simin peites. Sheyesh chiyuv lahamtin bein achilas basar la'achilas gevina. V'yesh nei ta'amim shaharishonim omrim b'nogei ala halacha hazos. Tam achas hi ta'amo shel harambam shahabasar nidbak bein hashinayim. V'yesh old tambuzeh shi ta'amo shel rashi im atem b'shir shali b'shana haba'a azani yafarish lachem she ain kol kach pashut sheyesh baze machlokas bein harambam l'rashi aval kanir hagra zechruso yogin olenu sover sheyesh kamachlokas bein harambam l'rashi uledas harambam hasavara shetzvichim lahamtin bein basar l'cholav biglav basar shenish ar bein hashinayim aval rashi sover shatam shetzvichim lahamtin biglav shahabasar mosheich tam kain. This, I think, is fairly well known, that the Rambam assumes that the reason to wait is because of the basar bein hashinayim. Zuck the going over here, Rambam. Woo! So some say, goin. You're telling me that the reason is out to the Rambam. Therefore, l'cha'ayra, what that means is that only basar bein hashinayim has a din basar. Right? Gevina bein hashinayim, the Taz Kayadua tells me, doesn't have a din gevina, no? And the reason for that probably is because those bio majors among us will tell you that haschalas ha-digestion is with something called the salivary amylase, which begins to break down protein when it's still in your mouth. No, the saliva, who's my scientist here? You're a physicist, you don't count. Scientist, am I right?
Amylase, yeah, it's protein that breaks down.
It breaks down the proteins. So the yesod is many foods that the digestion is maschil in the mouth, and therefore it loses the shame, whatever. Basar, we have a pasuk, habasar odenu bein shineihem, that the Torah says that basar remains basar when it's bein ashinayim. But it could be that all other foods, haschalas ha-digestion, already means that it's no longer food. It's nifsal. And if it's nifsal, you're not makbid on it. If it's not makbid on, it's going to be a miyach she'ena makbid, no problem. So some say the diuk from the goin is that this thing is true only by basar. However, in the work Sha'arei Tevila, right, we mentioned him, he's awesome and cool. So the Sha'arei Tevila in Simen Lamed Aleph is marech on this idea, and the Sha'arei Tevila says he doesn't think that's the pshat. He thinks the pshat in the Goyim calling the Rambam is, you see from the Rambam that basar remains bein hashinayim, but who adin, any food that remains bein hashinayim, she'einenu haro'os, any food that we see, that it bleibt in the tzener, right, any food that remains in the teeth is going to be a chatzitza also, and therefore many of the Sfarim say, don't eat popcorn the day you go to the mikveh. Because popcorn, right, am I right about this? Popcorn bleibt in the tzener. What about nuts? In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, no? Don't they say that there are two reasons not to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah? No?
One reason is that egois is gematria chait, which kayadua it don't equal, but okay, that does is akasha, right? And there's another reason not to eat egoism on Rosh Hashanah, because the egoism are going to stay in your mouth, and they're going to make you bring up keichai v'neya, you're going to be like flummigating, or whatever the official word is, the ganze zeit, and it will distract others during tzkiya shofar, no? Therefore, some are makel to eat egoism second day Rosh Hashanah nachtet kiyas. No, I'm a big makel, you should know. This is one of my big kulas. You can eat nuts second day Rosh Hashanah after tekiyas, no? Okay? Modern orthodoxy at its best. Now, the yesod over here is that one could argue that any food that you know remains in the teeth might be a problem. Again, it's not really the reason by the egoism you have to be ma'ayim, but any food that remains in the teeth, l'chor, should be a problem, even though the gon, the quotes of the Rambam about basar, l'chor, hu hadin, anything that blibed and sane there is going to remain an issue, and you should not eat it the day of tevila. But as we noted, according to the Taz, and all the Achrenim quote the Taz, if you ate it, so you should not, God forbid, delay the tevila because of that. Let's go weiter a teeny bit. The Rambo continues. The Rambo continues. Let's do one other ha'ara before we go on. The concern over here is that the etzem is going to be stuck being hashinayim, no? Davar davuk vahem. I saw in the Shari Tevila they quote this, and the Shulchan Shlomo they quote this, that Moran Hagoyim Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Suchuso Yogin Aleinu, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that the din of a chatzitza, even according to the Mechaber, that it's not only on etzem, it even applies to other stuff, but it's only those stuff that's not water permeable, no? If something is water permeable, for example, lechem, bread, anyone who's ever eaten with a little kid and the kid spilled water on the bread knows that soggy bread is water permeable. Nachon? That's the yesod of bread. So anything that's water permeable, the water would get through it, any food like that, the din does not apply. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying. And you could be makel. In other words, the din is only if it's davuk. For example, let's say after the tevila you find a little bit of food outside on the mouth. L'cha'ayra, that's not davuk. That's going to be fine. Right? You find a little bit on the outside of the tooth. That just means, l'cha'ayra, that you didn't do such a good job. If it's a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, that's davuk. If it's mamish tiny, so some poskim say that the fact that I carefully cleaned my teeth beforehand and I didn't notice this, that fact that I didn't notice it is megala, that I'm not makbid on it. If it's a tiny bit that I find afterwards, it's not going to be a problem. The only time that will send you back, Hitzricha Rebbe Tevila Acheres, is when it's like a large thing that you would have been makbid on. Great. I just went to the dentist before. So the dentist I use here in the Heights, you should know he's a good guy. If any of you need a dentist in the Heights, he's a very fine fellow. His name is Dr. Elliot Gutman. He's a Jew who goes to Shiurim every night of the week, an old broyer, he's Yid, he's wonderful. So he told me a few years ago that Rav Pulzen, who's the Dayan here in town, in Breuers, he's the Breuers Dayan and Paskin's Travelers in Nida, Rav Pulzen told Dr. Gutman to tell women who are of the age when they go to the mikvah that they should use unwaxed dental floss rather than waxed dental floss. That's Chazar Iber. The concern is that there's going to be an etzem shendishar ben shinaho. Some of the poskim, ayin shevet halevi, the shevet halevi says don't floss before you go to the mikvah, because ma'od yitachein that when you floss there's going to be a teen bit of floss that rips off and ends up between your teeth, and that's going to be an etzem ben shinaho. That's going to be a chatzitza. They teach this in kala classes. Ask your wives, right? Did you hear in kala class not to floss? The Shevet HaLevi says not to floss. In the Mishmeres HaTahara, he says davka to floss. So Dr. Gutman says that the Breuer's Dayan, Rav Pulzen Shlita, has the following mahalach, that there's two types of floss. There's the waxed floss and the unwaxed floss. The unwaxed floss is water permeable. The waxed floss is not water permeable. And l'cha'ayra hein hein ha'davarim k'mosha amarenu b'shem ha'gon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. If it's waxed dental floss, water ain't gonna get in. Water ain't gonna get in. Ken zayin es ha'chatzitza. Or if it is unwaxed floss, so it's water permeable, so it's like bread, right? So even if it's dovok bein hashinayim, it's not going to be a chatzitza. Woo! Not bad, no? Chidushim from my dentist. Okay, but he happens to be a very wonderful Jew. Okay, that's the yesod that we wanted to mention. Now, the Ramah continues that ein lo le'echo bein harichitza le'tevila, that you should not eat at all between the chafifa and the tevila. And then the Ramah says that kol hayayim, before she goes to the mikveh, she shouldn't be osekes with stuff that might stick to her, like butzek or neiril, shoshaiva, etc. It might stick to you. Again, the Sidrei Tahara notes, like just like we're mekel on eating meat on a day when there's a kiyum hamitzvah of eating meat, so also we're mekel on being osekes bebatzek on a day where there's a kiyum hamitzvah of being osek bebatzek. For example, there's a mitzvah to bake challahs, l'kavod Shabbos. Out mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, you're supposed to bake the challahs yourself. We happen to be at a time in the Heights where there's no longer a bakery. Until 2 years ago, there was a bakery in the Heights, no? So now, the only challahs you could get in the Heights are the prepackaged challahs, no? Prepackaged challahs are not nearly as geschmack as fresh-baked challahs. So there's an advantage mitzad tam ha-challah to bake it yourself. The Bir Halacha, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Mem Beis, I believe, Bir Halacha is Marich, right, that he complains about those women who no longer are Mekayim the Mitzvah themselves of preparing for Shabbos Kodesh by baking the challah, but instead they buy challahs from a bakery. We should bake our own challahs. It's a beautiful mitzvah. One of the mitzvah of Hafreshas Challahs, one of the Shalosh Mitzvos, Shenitztavu Ba Hanoshim Banifrad, right? We should bake challah, and you should take off challah if you have a dough more than like 2¾ pounds, right? Like it says in the Spice of Spirit cookbook of the Shirim of Reb Chaim Noam, most people only take off challah with a bracha, 5 pounds of challah. L'chor, we don't paskin like the shiurim of the Chazoyin Ish. L'chor, the shiur of Hafreshes Challah is 2¾ pounds, like Reb Chaim Noam says, like they have in the Spice and Spirit, kayadua, no? Oh, so now, people think I'm like a Reform rabbi when I tell them this. They're like, we heard 5 pounds. Five is a nice round number. It's easier to say. But l'cha'ira, my tzitzis aren't the shear of the chazanesh, right? I don't hold to the chazanesh for anything. For a pirtza by an ear, if I don't hold to the chazanesh, no? Why would I hold to the chazanesh? Dafka by challah. Out's bracha, I make a bracha my tzitzis. No? Sometimes. Usually during the week, I don't make a bracha my tzitzis, so my talis go to paters, right? But on Friday afternoon, when I put on my Shabbos stick talis katan, no? You're supposed to have a separate talis katan l'kavod Shabbos. You're supposed to have, the Mishnah Berurah writes, big day Shabbos should be everything, no? You should have special Shabbos pajamas, right? You should have big day Shabbos. By the way, it's a nice thing also. You get, buy yourself a new pair of tzitzis once every year or 2 years, right? And you wear it l'kavod Shabbos, then over time you can make it into a weekday pair of tzitzis, you buy a new pair, no? Not such a big deal. And that could be a kiyum of a big day Shabbos. Have a Shabbos stick, talis katan, farvos nesht. Huh? It's very easy to be halachic when no one notices. Actually, sometimes it's even harder to be halachic when no one notices. That's a different conversation. But you understand what I'm saying. Okay. I'm giving over pearls of wisdom. Okay. Now, so the Sidrei Tahara Taina is that because it's a mitzvah to bake challah yourself, so you're allowed to be osekes bebatzek for that mitzvah of baking challah. Then the Sidrei Tahara has a big chiddush, which is ma'od debatable. The Sidrei Tahara tells that there's a chiluk in the Ramah, that the first din, ve'en lalecho bein v'chitza l'tevila, is more chamor than the din of not eating meat the day when you go to the mikveh, not eating dough the day that you go to the mikveh. And the second din, the din of not eating bein v'chitza l'tevila, applies even b'makai mitzvah. This comes up all the time. Let's say you make early Shabbos, no? So she did her chafifa Erev Shabbos Kodesh.
And you made early Shabbos, so then your wife will go to the mikveh after the kids are asleep. No? Isn't that like standard practice? You can make early Shabbos and go to the mikveh, right? The husband should put the kids to sleep. The husband should clean up, right? It's a good idea when your wife goes to the mikveh that you should do. You should always do a lot of housework. It's a good idea to do even more housework than usual, right? To help out. Kayadua, not to help out. It's your responsibility. We have to use the right lashon. But the basic idea is that many people make early Shabbos a mikveh night. Great, beautiful. But according to the Sidur Tara, I can't eat them. No? But Sidur Tara, you can make early Shabbos. And the father can make a little Shabbos Su'udah by himself with the kids. Mommy's out. It's a little bit weird, no? Mommy's out, then mommy's going to come back, and daddy and mommy have their own Shabbos Su'udah after. It's a little bit weird. Sidur Tara says that this din of not eating anything, bein harechitza l'tevila, this din is very chamur. And Rav Avivah Cohen and I think all the Sfarim, they jump up and down, they spit wood and nickels, and they say, my dear Sidur Tara, we love you. We mamish love you, but what are you talking about? Because why on earth would this din be more chamur? In fact, the Rush writes in Saif, the Kitzer Hilchos Nida, that's min haktob, that the Noshim, whatever, so therefore you could be Mekel. Rabbi Neuberger told me that he's Mekel on this, I'm Mekel on this as well. Other poskim are Mekel only in the following cases. Let's say you have guests on a Friday night. You're making early Shabbos, you have guests. So the Kai Gavna, you're not home. Like, what's going to... It looks really weird, no? Or you're home, you're not eating anything. It looks really weird, right? So some are Mako. In that situation, then you could do it because of the bizayin that people will know that you go to the mikvah. You see, in Se'if Memches, the last din here in Kuf Tzadiches, in Se'if Memches, it says that a woman should be tzenua the night when she goes to the mikvah. People aren't supposed to know. Now, what does it mean that people aren't supposed to know? If I sit at a meal and I don't eat meat, people are going to know I'm going to the mikvah tonight. Like, why on earth would you not eat a steak? What heter is in? I think about it. Steak! Why would you not eat a steak? Terry says, oh, she's going to the mikvah. People are going to know. Now again, some lacharonim say, well, who says people are going to know? Right? And even if people are going to know, what's the big deal? Now, we had a discussion about this with Ramosha Feinstein in Simen Kuf Tzadi. Hey, that Ramosha says, you know what? What's the big deal, says Ramosha? They're going to know? There's no Kavod HaBrios issue. Because every woman goes to the mikvah sometimes. Big whoop. Now, that I think is a little different. Because over there's no Kavod HaBrios issue. That what? That you are a Nida now. But the fact that you're supposed to be master Leil Tevilasa, and the Gemara in Erevin says that a woman who doesn't tie her Tevila, about her we say the Pasuk, Arur Shochev in Behema, it's very bad not to be master Leil Tevilasa. So therefore, maybe this case is Gar Erger. It's even worse. So some poskim say, you know what? If you look at Reb Avivah Cohen in the Be'urim here in Se'if Chaf Dalet, and he has it again on page Kuf Zayin in the Be'urim, Reb Avivah is inclined that maybe you can be Mekel for one of two reasons. Either, he says, maybe Kavod HaBrius will help. Now, the Kavod HaBrius issue, I don't think is really a steerer to the Reb Moshe, like we explained. Alternatively, Reb Avivah says that the real Isser is that people should not know when you're going to the mikvah, where you're going. Right, you shouldn't like hang up a sign. I'm going to the mikvah. Na na na, kish kish. Don't do that. Don't hang up a sign. You go to the mikvah, right? You go, but like people shouldn't know. And revival basically is saying that the din is really while you're walking to the mikvah. To know that you're going to the mikvah that night maybe is not the pshat. Let's just add another kula, and then I'll hear from Ellie. The Shevet HaLevi Tainas. You know, sometimes you're at your parents' or your in-laws and you have to go to the mikvah. And this is a very difficult situation, no? So you can make up excuses. I remember the first time my wife had to go to the mikvah. It wasn't the first time. It was like within a year or so after we got married, my wife had to go to the mikvah. And it was my brother-in-law's ofruf that Shabbos. So like we have to be there and like we can't get out of this one because it's my brother-in-law's ofruf. So we didn't spend that many Shabbos with my in-laws beforehand. So Like we tell my mother-in-law, you know what? Why you wives go to shul Friday night? And where are we going to go to shul? Well, Ezra likes davening in a modern Orthodox shul. He doesn't like the yeshiva shuls in Brooklyn. And blame it on me. Okay, but it worked out, you know, like, because the mikveh in Brooklyn is a chves on Ocean Avenue and L, no? So, you know, we worked it out. You could, like, work these things out. Now, the Sheva Talevi says, you know what, if it's hard to work out, you tell one or two people. Tell your mother, you tell your mother-in-law that you have to go to the mikveh. You know, your mother and mother-in-law, they've been there, done that. They know this situation, you tell them. And the iser that you're not supposed to say that I'm going to the mikveh and Ora Shochev and Behema applies to you, that does not apply if one or two people know. That applies if, like, you're mefarsim it. So therefore, you can be meko in all these cases. Let me just add one or two points. The tshuva of Mahari Asud. Mahari Asud was the Jew who felt that Rabbeinu Hirsch was like going off the derech, no? He was the Rav in Moravia, a Hungarian Rav, and it's true, Yehuda Ya'aleh, so Mahari Asud Tainos, that let's say there's a woman who works in a store, and if she has to go to the mikvah, she'll have to close her store early. She's like the sole proprietor, the only worker in the store, she'll have to close the store early. So is she allowed to delay going to the mikvah? So Mahari Asud says yes. Other places can disagree, right? In other words, Mahari Asud says, okay, if you want to only go to the mikveh Leil Shabbos, so that people don't know when you go to the mikveh, that's going to be okay. But that, say the poskim, that's a real piersum, that the entire community is going to know that you're going to the mikveh, because the store is closed. But just to tell one or two people, l'chora, that's not the issue. Let me hear from Ellie and then from Moshe.
I was just wondering, if the kula of eating meat either Shabbos night is with, like, friends or whatnot, does that apply during the week also, if you're having lunch with friends at a steakhouse and pizza?
I don't think so. And I think it's only if there's, like, some sort of kiyum ha-mitzvah. The shaila is, what about a siyum mesechta? Right, let's say, so is there an inyan of eating meat at a siyum mesechta? I thought there is. So I thought that there's room to be mekel. There's some sort of kiyum ha-mitzvah of eating meat, but just stamos, like, to be with friends, eat dairy. Right? Yeah. Here we're going to have to do mincha.
Yeah, I'll just pass.
Okay, so these are some of the issues that we wanted to discuss. The last thing to just discuss very briefly that we already focused on a teeny bit is Se'if Mem says that you need a woman to watch when you go to the mikveh to make sure that your hair all goes under. How come you're not going to mend this on your own? L'cha'ira, it's biyada. So some of the posts can say that biyada doesn't help by ischazik yisura, and therefore the woman who watches has to be a gedola. That's l'cha'ira, what emerges from the din, according to most posts. However, as we know, problems in Judaism begin with the goyin. Because the goyin here in Os Mem Hei says, even on the d'rabbanan, you're not going to mend this, because it's ischazik yisura. That l'cha'ora is very difficult because the Pashto says you are nemenes on drabonons, even though it's chazak yisura. Yesh la'ayin, revival has an arichus devarim about this. But this is, of course, a very relevant question. Bizman hazeh, when many women try to go to the mikvah and not be checked by others. Me'ikar hadin, the Pashto in Shulchan Aruch is that a woman checking you before you go to the mikvah is not necessary. There's a minhag that we explained based on the Sidrei Tahara that someone should check you in order to make sure there's no chatzitza to be mekayim iyun b'chol gufa. But one could argue that me'ikar hadin, the chafifa is yotzei that, like the Taz said, and therefore you don't have to be checked. I, however, have mentioned a few times in the shiurim that I think it's a good idea that someone checks you because the only really gishmak ashaylas you're going to get, and you don't want to get gishmak ashaylas, is when you're not checked. Okay, Chevra, tomorrow we will have shiur, and we will continue our discussions. May you be blessed.